This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A little bit more than a month from now, March the 1st, New York is going to become the 8th state in the union to implement a ban on single-use plastic bags, joining, among others, California, Oregon, and Hawaii. Interestingly enough, though, there is a longer list of states that have bans on plastic bag bans. Try saying that 10 times fast. It's a ban on plastic bag bans. Samantha Maldonado and her colleagues at Politico have done a bunch of work on the plastic bag lobby. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll get to the bans and the lobbying and all of this in a second. But talk to me for a second about the plastic bag business as a business, would you?
Sure. So the plastic bag business is obviously found in every state federally and also in foreign markets as well. It's a growing business, and it's one that is sort of facing some foes and environmentalists right now.
And yet, as you point out in this piece, only 8 states have been able to successfully ban one-use plastic bags. How come?
Well, that's right. So 8 states have banned plastic bags. Other states, 14, in fact, have laws that prohibit local governments from instituting their own plastic bag bans. And that's because lobbying is really strong. The plastic bag industry has a group called the American Progressive Bag Alliance. They're a division of the Plastics Industry Association, and they're pretty strong. They make an argument that plastic bags are actually better for the environment than paper, or that there'll be adverse impacts on retailers and customers if bags aren't banned.
Backed up by science, these claims are, one has to imagine?
Well, there's been studies going both ways.
Yeah. As sometimes happens. What has the fight been for environmental groups? I mean, they've been lobbying long and hard with limited success. Is it just, are they outmatched? Is that the deal?
Well, that's part of the deal. So they'll always have more boots on the ground at the local level. And that's where you see a lot of the bans actually being instituted, or any of the other sort of laws that either put a fee on plastic bags or ban single-waste plastic or limit it. And that's happening at the local level where, as I said, they have boots on the ground, but also where sort of big money lobbyists don't have as much influence.
Right. And those big money lobbyists go to the state houses, and that's because that's where the votes are.
Exactly.
These states that have bans on bans, that is to say the 14 states that prevent local jurisdictions from enacting bans, what are the rationales there?
Sure. Well, for the most part, it's just they say it will create a uniform standard across the state. This is also, ironically, a reason that a lot of retail associations and customers at some points come to states in which municipalities have instituted bag bans, because they complain that there's no uniform standard.
Yeah. New Jersey, which is your area of expertise, the energy and environment beat there. What happened to the bag ban there?
Well, it died. It's a long time coming. This is not the first time it dies. But this death was sort of unexpected if you had asked someone maybe in the middle of the legislative session. The previous legislative session, the Senate and the Assembly actually passed a bag ban, but the governor vetoed it because he said it didn't go far enough. Another bill was introduced. It was even stricter. It would have been the strictest in the country had it passed. It would have banned plastic bags, paper bags, and polystyrene food containers. And the Senate passed it, but the Assembly did not take it up for a vote. So by tomorrow at this time, it should be reintroduced in the Senate.
So despite that state failure of the ban, New Jersey is a really good example of how this works, right? Because there are still a bunch of local bans in place in that state.
That's right. So there's at least 46 bans right now. And the environmentalists, a lot of them say, okay, if we can't get a state ban passed, that's all right. The localities will step up and they have their own bans in place or other limits.
Samantha Maldonado covers energy and environment in the great state of New Jersey for Politico. Samantha, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.